SBS Radio. Smooth jazz gets the blood pumping at an early morning exercise class in Sydney.
Tighten up those tummy muscles, very good.
At 84 years old, former Wallaby John Henry Dowse now works as a personal trainer, determined to keep older Australians on their feet.
It's not an elite squad or anything like that. It's not like a normal gymnasium from the commercial gyms. We don't have the boom boom truck music or anything like that. It's all low key. They are seniors. What they're doing is a range of exercises for all their muscle groups and just keep them moving.
Dumadami ang mga Australianong may edad na lampas sa 65 taon ang nagkaroon ng seryosong sugat sa ulo dahil sa pagkahulog. Ipinakita ng isang bagong pag-aaral ng Australian Institute of Health and Welfare na ang antas ay dumoble nitong nagdaang dekada. Sinasabi ng mga eksperto na kailangan ng karagdagang investigasyon upang may pagtanggol ang ilan sa mga pinakabulnerable sa bansa. Narito sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni Charlotte Lam. Ang maagang jazz na nagdadala sa dugo upang sumigla sa isang umaga ng klase sa ehersisyo sa Sydney.
Tighten up those tummy muscles, very good. On the way back, excellent. Change over. Come on, move along. You okay, Joan? Away you go. 1 minute less five, and away you go.
Ang 84 na taong dating Wallaby, John Henry Dowse, ay nagtatrabaho ngayon bilang personal trainer, determinadong panatilihin sa kanilang mga paa ang mga nakakatandang Australiano.
It's not an elite squad or anything like that. It's not like a normal gymnasium from the commercial gyms. We don't have the boom boom truck music or anything like that. It's all low key. They are seniors. What they're doing is a range of exercises for all their muscle groups and just keep them moving.
Matagal na nating alam na ang ehersisyo ay nagpapaganda ng balanse at isa sa pinakamagandang paraan para matulungang hindi mahulog o matumba ang mga matatanda. Sinabi ni Rose Vickers na ginugol niya ang karamihan ng kanyang buhay na nakaupo hanggang nagsimula siya sa Senior Circuit Exercise Program, 14 na taon na ang nakakalipas.
I've watched other people, including my mother, have falls because their balance wasn't very good. I'm 77 and there are people who are younger than me who are dead.
Ipinakita ng isang bagong pag-aaral na ang antas ng mga sugat kaugnay ng pagkahulog o pagtumba sa mga nakakatandang Australiano ay tumaas ng husto nitong nagdaang dekada. Si Professor James Harrison ng Flinders University ay isa sa mga otor ng ulat sa pagsusuri ng Australian Institute of Health and Welfare.
These sort of injuries are often have quite devastating impacts on the people they affect. It's been apparent for quite a while that one of the things that unfortunately leads a person to no longer be able to live an independent existence, but perhaps to need to go into aged care, is a fall.
Para sa bawat 100,000 lalaki na may edad na 65 pataas, 832 ang nadadala sa ospital dahil sa pagkatumba o pagkahulog. At mula sa parehong dami ng mga babae, 865 naman ang nao-ospital din. Ang bilang na ito ay malapit sa doble ng bilang ng mga halos nakalipas na 10 taon at sinabi ni Professor Harrison na hindi sigurado ang mga tagasuri kung bakit ito nangyayari.
I've got to say we're not really sure. A very similar pattern has been seen in several other countries, Canada, the United States and other countries. And in several countries, people have been inquiring into why this change has occurred. And I don't think anybody has yet got a terribly satisfactory answer.
Sinabi naman ni Professor Cathy Sherrington ng Australian at New Zealand Falls Prevention Society na may pagkabahala din tungkol sa lumalaking bilang ng mga pagkahulog o pagkatumbang kaugnay ng sugat sa ulo sa mga inaalagaan sa bahay.
We need to be working out how to take better care of our older adults within residential care. And that's obviously the subject of the commission at the moment. I think we actually need to work out how to fund non-pharmacological interventions that are evidence-based.
inspired and way to go. Don't rush.
Mula rugby patungo sa lightweight lifting. Sinasabi ni John Henry Dawes na nakakakita siya na parami ng paraming nakakatandang Australiano na sumasama sa mga klase sa fitness.
What he does is, you'll notice, he comes in, he has a walking stick on the way in, but he never has a walking stick on the way out. Isn't that right?
Marami ang mga taong kumukuha ng inspirasyon mula sa mga taong kagaya ni Aspi sa Hokyar na hindi nahulog o natumba kailanman.
So I've been coming only for 3 years, but it looks like I've come for 10 years. Main thing is that A, your muscles will be developed. Secondly, your brain is staying active. And C, your bones and your circulation is very important. So all this exercise helps.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.